Blog Talk Radio.
I wanna live, God, so you can use me. I wanna live, God, so you can use me. You are the potter, and I am the clay. Mold me, make me, use me in your own special way. I wanna live, God, so you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I think I need to say that again one more time for you all out there, listeners. Praise the Lord, everybody. I am your host, Associate Pastor Tashana Wiley, and you have tuned in on this blessed and prosperous day. Yes, tuned in to I Am Royalty Radio Show. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Say now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee. Send us the right now prosperity. Hallelujah. I just want to let you know out there on today that you need to just tell the Lord thank you on today. Thank him for just his wonderful grace and mercies. Thank him for your life's health and strength and his divine favor. Thank him because if you got a house to stay in, thank him you got a job, thank him because you got a car, thank him because you got money, thank him because you got food, thank him because you got the activity of your limbs, and tell him, thank you, Lord, for loving me. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord our God on today. To be praised. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify his name on today. Oh, let him know that you love him. Let him know he's your Abba Father. Let him nobody can love you like you, Jesus. Oh, let him know that he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Oh, let the redeemer of the Lord say so on today. I love that song when it says, Lord, use me, mold me, shape me in the way that you want me to go. Lord, not my will, but your will be done in me. Create in me a clean heart, oh God. Renew a right steadfast spirit within me. Don't banish me from your presence, and don't take your Holy Spirit from me, but restore to me again the joy of your salvation and make me willing to obey you. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord our God out there on today. I am royalty listeners. Bless the name of the Lord our God. I'm excited on today because today is Faith Favor Finance Friday, and that means whatever you need and whatever you want, you can have faith in God to do it. Whatever you need and whatever you want in your finances, you can believe and bank that he's going to do it. And whatever you need in favor, you can trust God to give it to you on today. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm excited on today about who God is in our lives. I'm excited on today about just the overflow that he's sending out on his children. Don't you know kings and queens with riches sit in the heavenly places? Don't you know on today you are chosen for greatness? You are chosen for your destiny. You are chosen to walk in success. You are handcrafted, handpicked by God to walk in the excellence that God has designed for you. I don't care where you stay at. I don't care what city or you live in. I don't care what house. I don't care who you are, what you are, what race, creed, or color you are. But on today, I'm here to speak into your ears to let you know you are blessed by the best. Yes, blessed by the best. And whatever you want, just ask him, and he will do it for your life. Whatever you need, just trust in him, and he will give it to you in your life. I just want you to know that greatness is all around you. I just want you to know you can do whatever you put your mind to with God. Luke 1, verse 37. The Archangel Gabriel told Mary, with God, nothing is impossible. In Genesis 17, the Lord told Abraham, with God, nothing is impossible. With man, it things are possible. I'm here to let you know God can do whatever you ask him to do. Just trust him in your life. The Bible says, Proverbs 3, 4, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he will surely direct thy path. Hallelujah. I just want to let you know once again that whatever it is that you need on today, just give it unto God. Just tell him about it. Just trust in him. It's like right now I'm talking to you, and if I can hear you, you'll talk back to me. If I open up the phone lines, that's how it is. Just tell God what you need and trust him enough to give you a response back. I'm telling you, he is the best friend you can ever have. He's a father to the fatherless, a mother to the motherless. The Bible says, the Lord says, the same way a mother comforts a child, the same way I will comfort you and you will be comforted, says the Lord of hosts. He will comfort you. He's your way maker, your provider, your protector, your teacher, your friend. He's your battle axe in the time of war, your shield, your buckler, your strong tower. He's everything. He's everything you need in life and so much more. And even some of you that need a husband, Isaiah 54 and 5, he said, the Lord thy God is your husband, and the heavenly is his name. He is everything that you need. So whatever you need and desire, he is that unto you much, much more. He's your healer. He's your deliverer. I don't know who I'm talking to on today, but he's your healer. I'm telling you, he is the great physician. He is the great I am. He's the doctor that never lost a patient. He's a lawyer that never lost a case. He's the judge who knows who is right or wrong. He knows the heart of man. He has already predestined your life to walk in the way that it's supposed to be. And I'm here to let you know, it ain't sorrow. It ain't poverty. It ain't all being down and depressed. The devil is a liar and a defeated foe. The only thing you're supposed to suffer is persecution. And you can read that word from Genesis and Revelation. And if I'm lying, come tell me, Pastor Tashana, you're lying. Whatever it is you need, God can raise you up and take you up out into the land that's flowing with milk and honey. That's the promised land just for your very life. Hallelujah. I just want you to know that God is everything. He is your everything you need in life and so much more. I just want you to know to hold your head up on today. Hold your head up and walk in your royalty. You are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, and a peculiar people. Hold your head up and look up to the hills, which come at your help. Hey, God, your help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and earth. The one who watches over you never sleeps. Don't you know that God never sleeps or slumbers, so he's always watching you, even when you can't watch yourself? He's always there when even you think ain't nobody there. He never leave you nor forsake you. He will stand beside you like your protective shade, that the sun can't hurt you by day nor the moon at night, that the Lord preserve your life, and he keeps watches over you as you come and go, both now and forevermore. Don't you know that he is everything that you need? And on today, on Faith, Favor, Finance Friday, I just want you to expect the unexpected on today. Expect a miracle on today. Expect a supernatural visitation from God on today. Who am I talking to? Expect some prosperity to fall in your life on today. Expect to be a magnet for the blessings from God on today. Expect the success to follow you wherever you go. Expect everywhere your foot tread in trouble that they will be blessed. Expect everything you put your hands out to do that it will happen for you in your life. Expect when you open up your mouth that the favor of God will just flow on you from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Expect a healing on today. Expect deliverance on today. Expect to be made whole in every area of your life. Expect it on today and trust in God to do it for your life. Hallelujah. I'm just excited about being back live on the air on today. Last week I wasn't on here, but I'm happy to be back here on today. I'm telling you, God is just an awesome God. Oh, my God. He's just everything that we need in life and so much more. I'm just super happy on today. It's like this whole month of May, I've just been consecrating my study for the Lord, and it's been 20 days now. And God has been showing me to really appreciate the things that he has in life. In Psalms 8, it says the Lord is so mindful of us, and that how we should look at the creation, the things that he made, and know that, you know, this is what he made for us. And if we look at the birds, they don't worry about nothing. I'm telling you, I've really been studying the birds the last few weeks. And the birds don't care about nothing. It's like they know, they trust in God. What Jesus said in Matthew 6, they trust that the Lord is going to provide for them on a daily basis. They know that heaven got their back. And that's how the Lord wants us to be. Jesus said, look at the lilies of valleys. They dressed in Solomon all his splendor and glory. Look at the sparrows. They don't worry about what they're doing day-to-day basis. And if the Heavenly Father can take care of them, how much more do you think your Heavenly Father will do for you if you just ask him? I'm telling you, just ask him on today. Just ask him. When you ask him, don't doubt. Bind that doubt. Tell that devil to sit down and get underneath my feet. But you trust that God is going to do it because you ask him. Psalms 116, 1 and 2 says, the Lord hears your prayers, answer all of your prayers, and he bends down and he listens unto you on today. Hallelujah. My special guest today is supposed to be Pastor Mary Hill out of Benton Harbor, Michigan, for Agape Ministries. And I see we have a couple of callers online, and I'm going to introduce those are her. And if it is, I'm telling you, we is in for a treat on today. Hallelujah. You are in for an exciting, dynamic, awesome woman of God on today. I'm telling you, hallelujah. Caller 1, you are live on the air. Your area code is 267. Area code 0856.
Praise the Lord. This is Apostle Boatwright.
Oh, blessings, Apostle Boatwright. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. To God be the glory for the great things he is continuing to do.
Hallelujah. You have anything you want to say to the listeners out there on today?
I just want to tell everyone to be encouraged on today. Know that whatever you're going through is still only to push you to your next level in the Lord, knowing that God is still yet perfecting those things which concern us. We need to just stand back and let God have his way. because whatever he's doing in this season is for our good. Although we may not like it, we may not understand it, we may not even agree with it, but it's still yet for our good. So we need to say we know that we know that we know that we know that God hasn't brought us this far to leave us. And whatever he's done in the past, he will do that and even more in the future.
Amen, amen, amen. Apostle Boatwright, since I got you live on the air right now, I just want to ask you this question.
Okay.
What do you hear the Lord saying for his children in this season of our lives?
In this season of our lives, I hear the Lord saying, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And I also hear the Lord saying, be not deceived by false prophets. Study the word of God. Try the word by the word. Try the spirit by the spirit. And surely you will be able to continue to excel in whatever God has placed in your hand. There's so many false prophets going around, and we all know of the prophecy that is supposed to transpire on tomorrow with Judgment Day coming on the 21st.
Yeah.
But we know that that's a false prophet. We know the Bible says false prophets will arise in the last day. But if we study, if we stand fast on the word of God, we will know that he is still raising up false prophets, but we have the truth. So we've got to stand today as we've never stood before. We've got to be bold witnesses for the Lord. We've got to continue to fast and to pray, because God will reveal to us everything that we need. We will yet even excel when the economy is down if we allow God to do what he needs to do in each and every one of our lives.
Amen, amen. And you know, since you brought that false prophet up, you are so correct. I know a lot of people that I have talked to and I have counseled over the last few days, and all they've been talking about, oh, the world, I thought the devil's a line to defeat it. Oh, Jesus said the Son of Man don't even know the time of the hour that the Lord come back. So you think if the Son of Man don't know the time and hour, how all of a sudden somebody got a such a close relationship with God that they know the time and hour? No, the devil's a liar. You rebuke that devil. Tell that false prophet to get behind me, Satan, and keep on going. I even told him to even read Jeremiah 23 that really gives you the insight on false prophets. Don't you know I'm going to make a declaration, because there's some people out there listening right now at this moment in time over the airwaves and over the radios and listen from their computers. I want to speak this over your life, whoever's all listening. You will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord and tell everybody of the wonderful things that God has done for your life. I prophesy to every dry bone that you will live in the name of Jesus. And my God, it's a synagogue leader named Jairus, and he thought his child was dying. And he went to the Lord and said, Lord, please help me. My child is dying. And Jesus said, get up. If you believe in God, you will see her live. And then as he went down, that's when the lady issue of blood came and touched the hem of his garment, and she was made whole. And when Jesus walked in the house, everybody was crying and wailing, and there was professional wailers. Oh, God. And they thought that the little girl was dead. And Jesus said, what are you doing all this wailing and crying? The little girl is not dead, but she's only asleep. And they began to laugh at Jesus and thought that this was a joke. So he kicked everybody out. See, sometimes you got to kick everybody out of your life.
That's
sit around and talk about tomorrow's the end of the world and 2012 the end of the world. You have to kick them out. And you know what you have to say? You have to say, Talitha Kum, which means get up, little girl. Get up and arise, I say to thee. It's too much word of your life. It's too much prophecy of your life. And you will live to declare the work of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You will live, men and women of God. I speak Talitha Kum of your life that you will live. Do you hear me out there?
Talitha
Kum is over your life. Get
Hallelujah.
Up and arise, take up your mat, rise up and walk into your destiny. Walk in your prosperity and walk in your greatness, and you will live in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
You
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm telling y'all, I'm not sitting over here worried about nothing. I told my daughter after I get done with this radio show and edit, I'm going to fix me something to eat, sit back, chillax, and relax. Get me a nap and watch me a movie, and I'm going to sit back and rest on tomorrow, too. Because you know what? God is not a God that he shall lie. Neither the Son of the Man to repent. If God give you prophetic work, it's going to come to pass. Because his word will never turn him void, which will fill the purpose which it was sent out to do. And the Lord is faithful to all his power. says, have faith in the Lord God, you will be upheld. And have faith in his prophets, you will be successful and prosper. So you know God has told me some promises, woman of God. And
okay.
I'm not going to be in his world and tell my purpose and tell my prophecies and tell my promises is fulfilled. And God is not a God that he should lie. So I know tomorrow ain't the end of the time because my prophecies have only just begun in my life. Hey, God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And some
people
out there, your prophecies have only begun. So you just sit on back, keep serving God, chill, rebuke the devil, and keep on stepping. Because when you resist the devil, he will flee from you. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hey,
hallelujah. That's what we've got to know. We've got to know that we've got to resist him.
Yes.
We've got to resist the devil. Hallelujah. So God has given us that power. He's given us not only that power, he's given us that authority to resist him, to submit. Because first it says submit unto God. And after we submit unto him, then we will be able to resist the enemy and all that he stands for. Hallelujah. But God is just faithful. He's so faithful. And we've got to know that he has promised us. And as you said, I said the same thing. I said, no, the world cannot end yet. One reason is because God has made too many promises to me that have not yet been fulfilled. Hallelujah. And I know that God is going to yet fulfill these prophecies. So until God fulfills the things that he's promised unto me, we can't go anywhere. We cannot.
Mm-hmm. You better come on. You better
not go anywhere. Oh, no. Oh, no. No, 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 no. We're not going anywhere because God has promised, and God's word is true. You know, he is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he must repent. Whatever he has said, I declare unto you, it shall come to pass. So we don't have to worry. People don't have to fret. Just know that whatever God has said, it will come to pass. And we've got to stand on that.
On.
You know, we've got to believe it. We've got to hold on to that no matter what, because God is faithful. You know, faithful is he that has promised. But yet we must remain faithful. And we must know God has said. And as we turn to God and as we listen to God, God will reveal to us all that we need to know. You know, he says, don't be weary in well-doing. You know, we will reap if we don't faint.
Like
so we have to
know
that it's not the time to faint. It's not the time to throw in the towel. It's the time to give God that crazy praise. You know that praise that doesn't make sense? That praise that will completely baffle the enemy. That praise that people say, well, what are you praising God for? Look at this and look at that and look. I said, but I've read the end of the book, and I've read that we already have won the battle. So, therefore, I don't have to wait until the battle is over. I can shout now. Hallelujah. I can give him a yet praise. I can give him a yet praise in the midst of all that's going on. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Ooh, yes, God. Yes, God. Oh, my God. I'm telling
you,
Apostle Barrett, I feel you on that. I'm telling you, God has made me so many promises. And I'm telling you, I'm just now beginning as of 2009 to really walk in my prophecies. And I'm living and walking them more and more every day. And you think I'm going to let some devil make me lose my mind? I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you what God gave me this morning. I thought I'd been consecrating myself for the last 20 days. And, and actually, I'm halfway done. I got 20 more days, and I'll be done. But as I've been talking, I said, the Lord let me know, if on the way tomorrow, if a whole bunch of people leave this world, it's because they get afraid, and they paranoid themselves, and they get afraid of what somebody's saying that it's going to happen, and then if they die, it's only because of them. It's not because of God. Because you
it's
know
because
how sometimes
their own fear.
You hear something, it's their own doing. You know how kind of like
own
how
fear.
Their own fear. And that false evidence appearing real, I bind in the name of Jesus.
That's
the Lord did not
give
you a bitter fear, but power, love, and the sound mind.
You have power,
dominion over that false evidence. That devil that makes you think that this is going to happen. You have dominion over that. The Bible says in Psalms 28, he puts you charging everything is made, giving you power and authority and dominion over all things. That means every area of your life we have dominion. So I thank God just for the dominion power that he has given me.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, I ain't got time to be hearing this crap about all this.
Amen.
You know what? The Bible
That's
says
right.
in Psalms 90, woman of God, that the promise is a 70. And our strength will carry us on to 80 or beyond.
Yes.
Well, I'm
yes.
only 33. So I know for a fact my strength will carry me a long time because
that's
the life and the power of my tongue and those that eat the food therein. I'll choose
That's
to
right.
life
That's
out of my
right.
tongue.
Yeah.
So,
and you know,
I don't know about
no
one else.
Amen. And there may be some callers who are listening that are not that familiar with the Bible, you know, and I like to back up everything I say with the Word of God. Now, Jeremiah chapter 51 and verse 64a, it says, "And lest your heart faint, and ye fail for the rumors that you have heard in the land." And that backs up mm-hmm. what you just said. So, therefore, mm-hmm. if their heart faint because of the rumors that are in the land, that's your own fault. Because
yes.
God's word has said right there in Jeremiah 51:46a, lest your heart faint and you fear for the rumor that you have heard in the land. And see, if
you
we listen
on.
To these rumors that we hear in the land, then, you know, mm-hmm. because God's word is applicable to everything. You know, it's always current. All we have to do is find mm-hmm. out in there what we need to know. And also in Matthew 24:36 and Mark 13:32, it says, "Of that day and that hour, no man knows, not even the angels." You know,
you better
Acts
come
1:7 says, "And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the dates the Father has set by his own authority." So therefore, we've given the listeners the word of God. We've given it in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament to let you know that what we are saying today is the word of God. It is true. It's backed up by his written word. So therefore, we can stand and be confident on what he has said unto us.
You better come on. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Glory to God.
Girl, I'm telling you, I'm about to run around and get a shout in because I promise you. Today, I promise you, woman, God, today when the Lord gave me that, I was doing prayer. When he gave me that about how if people leave his word because of their own self, I wasn't even in the word. And you just declare, oh, God, you just clarify that with the word. I was praying. I didn't have nobody before. My Bible was open. My laptop was open. But I was praying. And God gave me that in prayer. Girl, I'm telling you, God is an awesome God. Jeremiah 33:3 says that God will share things with you, unsearchable things that you would not know or understand. And I thank God for sharing that with me because he gave me that on this morning. And
Amen.
That's how I was sitting back confident knowing that all is well.
That's right, and that's what the Lord will do. You know, the Bible says one watereth, but one plant, but God gives the increase. And see, he gave you the verbal word, and then he allowed me to come and to back it up with the proof from the written word. And see, that's what the Lord will always do. Because, see, it's, you know how they say it takes a village to raise a child, but it takes all of us working collectively to get the total message across. And that's the way God always has it. Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
I want to read a little bit of Jeremiah 23 with the listeners right quick about the lion prophet, verse 9. I'm going to read how much I can. It says, "Concerning the prophets, my heart is broken within me. All my bones tremble. I am like a drunken man, like a strong man overcome by wine because of the Lord and his holy words. The land is full of adulterers because of their curse, and the land lies parched. And the pastures in the wilderness are withered. The prophets are follow an evil course and use the power unjustly. Both prophet and priest are godless. Even in my temple, I find their wickedness, declares the Lord. Therefore, their path will become slippery and they will be banished to darkness and they will fall. I will bring disaster on them in the year that they are punished, declares the Lord." Now, that's far as I'm going to read. I read verse 9 to 12 because time is going down for I to get off the air. But I want you all out there listening on today to read Jeremiah 23. It will let you know about lying prophets, false prophets, and people will tell you things. Even Jesus said in Matthew 24 that even people will come and say they are the Messiah, but just keep on doing what you're doing because that's not who they is.
Amen.
So in this ending time, you have to be wise. Why Jesus said in Matthew 10, wise as a serpent and humble as a dove. You have to be wise.
Amen.
He lets that be known in Matthew 10. Be wise. Be wise as a serpent and humble as a dove. Meaning that you have to be wise and all be ahead of the game, be ahead of the devil, and declare the word of the Lord. Because the word of the Lord, heaven and earth may pass away, but his word will never pass away and it will remain forever. I have some callers online. I'm only going to let two say something on today before we go off the air. Caller, you are live. Area code 512-578.
Well, I'm glad that we're is because nobody knows that they are our, but also that God is a person. He is God and that he will fulfill every promises that he has for us. I enjoyed it. I'm glad that you're back on the air. This is Pastor Laura. Have a blessed day.
Amen, amen. That's Pastor Laura, powerful woman of God, my sister in the Lord. Yes, Pastor Laura. I mean, it just went that way. I'm telling you, God is just so awesome, and I thank him for allowing us to just confirm that for the people so they can just sit back and relax in God. You
amen.
Know, and just enjoy their time, enjoy their day in God. Next, you know, enjoy their time on today and tomorrow. Don't have to worry about being afraid because he knows the time he's coming. And he's not
amen.
A God that a lie. He will let our purpose and prophecies be fulfilled. And I know I got a lot of them, Pastor Laura, and I need every last one of them to get fulfilled because God
amen.
Promised them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paula, you are live on the air. This is the last caller. I'm not everyone else who's live on the switchboard. I'm so sorry I couldn't be able to get you live on the air, but I'm going to do one more caller. And then after that, you can call in next week, and then we can get you live in on next week. 269-206, caller, you're live on the air. Caller, you're live on the air.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I just got in, but the little bit that I caught was a blessing. Shoshana, thank you for this devotional message. I am going to look more into it because we need to be more ahead of the devil because he has a plan for us, and we just need to be on our square. So God bless everybody.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. That's
praise
my niece, Junior Mary Dominique Smith. Anybody who's a member, I'm a Ruby. She's the owner and founder of Royal Rose Garden, Miss Royal Rose herself. Hallelujah. I'm
amen.
Just excited because, you know, I'm very excited about, you know, her because, you know, most young women, when they're her age, they don't think nothing about being saved, being a junior, nothing in God. And they just don't care about being anything about that. But this young woman devotes her time to God and she seeks the Lord. And I'm telling you, it's a blessing. It's a blessing for me to be able to be able here to see that. And she's an inspiration to a lot of young women over the world. Hallelujah. And even women my age or older. Because I tell people all the time, you're never too old or young. Learn anything from anyone young. My children sometimes on a daily basis tell me things, and I'll be sitting there laughing like, oh, my God, Lord, you're talking through the babies. But he
yeah.
will use whoever he need to use to speak to us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just want to leave you all with on today with a scripture, and then we're all going to get off the air. And it is 1 Samuel 18, verse 16, 14 through 16. 1 Samuel 18, verses 14 through 16. I'm reading out of the NIV version. And it says, the word of the Lord says, and everything he did, he had great success. I want you to, like, put a circle around great success. Because the Lord was with him. When Saul saw how successful he was, he was afraid of him. But all Israel and Judah loved David because he led them in their campaign. I want you to know the same Lord that was with David and made him, it had great success because the Lord was with him. And even his enemy was afraid of him because he saw how successful he was. It's the same Lord God who's with you right now and that you obtain right now at this moment in time great success. And you can be blessed and walk in all the obedience of David and walk in success that David has over your life. So on today, I want you to just meditate on this scripture and walk in that success and obtain that David success that God has given him in his life. The Bible even goes deeper than everything that David done, that God was really successful in it because of the favor of God that was on his life. Know that on today you're walking in the fall, favor of God. Know that on today you are being led by GPS, the best kind on the market, God's prosperity system. Know that you don't live in the government that you think you live in. You live in the government of cream. Christ rules everything around me. I want you to know that it's all is well, even when you think your promise is dead. All is well, even when you can't see it. It's well because God has favor over your life and great success is on you from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. I want you to be blessed, everyone out there on today. I'm your host, Associate Pastor Shauna Wiley. You have tuned into Iron Royalty Radio Show. Be blessed until next week at 2 p.m. Agape!
Agape.